This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Relief on the way, especially to the Carolinas, but in Florida as well, as they pick up the pieces in the wake of Hurricane Matthew. On the other hand, there is another tsunami-like quake felt around the United States that was buzzworthy, and it started on Friday. And it ended at the tail end of the weekend, and now we have less than 30 days before we elect a new president. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So we start first to say, thank goodness a lot of people evacuated in those areas where Hurricane Matthew was bearing down, especially low-lying areas. Daytona was flooded horribly. Charleston was flooded, but nothing like what they felt in North Carolina, I think, because 8 dams exploded. So there was water everywhere. You had people that were stranded on top of signs, I mean, hanging on for their life, drowning in cars, being smashed by trees, power outages everywhere. And now it's about picking up the pieces. Luckily, there were rescue efforts. But 20-some people dead as a result of Matthew. It could have been far worse. We know that. But still pretty darn awful for the businesses and the homes destroyed. First, it's all about the human life. But then you move to the businesses, the houses. What do we do next? What do you do after a hurricane? And what about even, as I talk about, we've got this debate that happened over the weekend. People want to vote. What about voter registration? Well, they've extended that because of Matthew, because there were people that would have gotten in under the wire, but of course they evacuated and there was no place to go anyway. So what was so crazy about Matthew in tracking this, as we did and followed along and had people on the show, you had it ripped through the Caribbean and then up through the southeast U.S. coast. Matthew, Cat 4 or 5, longest in the month of October since they started keeping those records. That means Matthew had a maximum sustained wind of at least 130 miles an hour for more than 4 days straight, which is very unusual because the water, you know, the water changes things, elevation, all of that. So it just annihilated Haiti. And could they really stand another disaster there with the makeshift homes and all of that? So you had different reports of how many died, but anywhere from 300 to 800. A bridge collapsed, a main road. Awful. North Carolina, 7 people died, 4 in Florida, 3 in Georgia, 1 in South Carolina. They're saying, you know, maybe 15, maybe 20, because they still don't know. There still is the fear that they're going to find some people. I mean, this was a crazy storm because it crawled, didn't it? 9.5 days as a hurricane, chugging along. So it hovered longer. There was more rain. There were more devastating winds. And I think that's North Carolina for you, because they couldn't take that. They couldn't take that pummeling that they got. Oh, and the floods. The floods everywhere you looked. I mentioned this a couple of times. I had friends all over the areas that were affected by it. And thank goodness they were all smart enough to evacuate. I mean, I'll say that. And then 2 of them couldn't even get in because you had Orlando closed down. It's interesting. You never see the Disney parks closed down. They were closed down. I had friends that just got out right before that as they were at Disney. St. Augustine to Jacksonville, The storm surge more than 4 feet in some areas. The flash flood concerns, I think, were the biggest of all. The power outages. Falling trees, killing people. You know, that kind of stuff. And, oh, just watching it come in. So it lost some wind speed. It left more than 1 million people without power in Florida. It just plowed north late on Friday, taunted the coast of Georgia, headed towards South Carolina. And closed out in South Carolina and North Carolina. Oh, boy. Very, very sad, but thank goodness people evacuated for the most part. And now it's about dealing with insurance companies. And also just some final looks to see if anybody could be rescued or not, right? Just going back over territory because you've got people in rafts rowing around trying to find people just in case somebody was left behind. Tracking that storm was crazy. So over the weekend, the debate, it really was the back and forth of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Donald Trump on the defense right from the start because he had to defend the comments that he made in a 2005 interview where he's really just hot mic'd when he shouldn't have been, talking about women, infuriating so many, including his own wife, who released a statement. The comedians had a field day with it. Alec Baldwin has been doing, frankly, a spot on Donald Trump. There's an actress slash comedian named Kate McKinnon who's been playing Hillary Clinton for a while, and they did some of this back and forth on Saturday Night Live. Here's one snippet.
Way back in 2005, it was 11 years ago, back when I was just a young, childish 59-year-old man.
So, you know, playing up the fact that, oh yeah, he was 59. And then Alec Baldwin went on to say a couple of other things, and then they wrote, they did a thing on the vice presidential debates, which Mike Pence looked better and Tim Kaine looked like the goofy interrupter, and they showed that on the clip that they did for the VP debates. It's equal opportunity. It's about what's funny and what can we riff on, and certainly that was evident in the latest round of Saturday Night Live, without doubt. I've gotten some questions about nailed the score. Did anybody nail the score? No. Nobody nailed the score. And nobody even came close in that Philly-Detroit game. It was the Lions winning 24-23. So almost everybody picked Philadelphia. I was one of those people that picked Philly. A Monday Night Football action to close out the week. Tampa Bay beat Carolina 17-14. The Cleveland Indians, for those of you listening in Ohio, won their American League Division Series by sweeping the Boston Red Sox with a 4-3 win on Monday. Wow, that's big. And the end of David Ortiz as he takes a bow for the Red Sox. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Throw it in. Here's the number to jingle, 855-266-5283. Again, the number is 855-266-5283. Kind of mixing it up. I think the buzz in the land is, frankly, over two different types of windbags. The politicians and the horribleness of what happened with Hurricane Matthew that could have actually been so much worse, but like a just taunting the people up the eastern seaboard, because it really, the conversation got very serious midweek last week, and then the evacuation, and then we saw some of the results of what happened to some of those areas that were just completely slammed. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Having a good evening.
Yay! Did you say I'm having a good evening?
Oh, yeah, I'm having a good evening. I just had to set down my burrito here. Deep-fried burrito.
Deep-fried. So is it bean burrito? Is it mixed with meat? What kind of burrito?
Well, it's got shrimp. It's got, let me see, what do you call it? I don't want to say round steak. No, sirloin. Strip.
Sirloin.
Yeah, in butter. And,
yum.
You know, the strips cooked in butter, teriyaki, and soy.
Ooh, and so you made it yourself.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You cook all the time.
You can buy the flour nowadays and make the tortilla shells if you want in the store.
I know, that's true.
But, Yeah. I might have to grab my heart here in a minute.
That's okay.
I even use that steak sauce, Bella Drum in the can mushrooms too with it. So, you know, butter, you know, butter fry the onions and all that good stuff with, you know, teriyaki sauce and the steak and shrimp and chicken. And I call it my gumbo burrito.
Nice.
But, Kate, I want to go back to the summer of 1979, and I was, at the time, was working about 300 miles due south of Morgan City on a drilling platform. And during that time of the year, the Gulf gets just as slick as a pane of glass. And it starts, you know, it starts off clear, but, you know, because there's less current and whatnot, plankton starts to grow. But even in 300 foot of water, you can still see about 60 feet down. Got up one morning to do a chain shift, and the radios were just squawking because about 3 miles to the northwest was the platform, drilling rig, and then about 2.5 miles to our south, northeast was another one. Each one of us in a drilling block, and at the time was the most furthest out in the Gulf. But the radios were going crazy because they just couldn't believe what they were seeing, told us to step outside and take a look for ourselves. And we're about 300 feet up from the water where the living quarters is, stepped out, and it was nothing but sharks. Every kind you could think of.
Wow.
Now, this only happens maybe once in a lifetime, and I'm sure a marine biologist would have loved to have seen it. But, and the only thing I could probably explain it, and maybe they could, because, you know, they try and explain this phenomenon, but it could have been due to lack of oxygen in the water. And just this area between the platforms probably was rich enough. But, you know, they weren't attacking or they weren't feeding or anything. But, you know, I got in mind thinking about it, and I said, well, you know, I'm looking down, and I'm looking at hammerheads, makos, black tips, white tips, probably great white somewhere in there. But I got to thinking, well, I'm really looking at Democrats, Republicans, and journalists, lawyers, and I'm sitting there thinking, well, I'm Donald Trump. I'm going to catch me a few. Now you're from the East Coast.
Yeah, originally,
so,
yeah.
You've been out in the Atlantic, and y'all kind of consider bluefish a delicacy.
Yes.
But us down south, that's bait. We cut that up. We don't like it. It's a little bit too oily, and it's a little too fishy tasting for us. But we use bait to catch red snapper and grouper with out there. And, you know, you can throw rice over the side, and they come up to the top, and you can hook as many as you want. But I couldn't even go down to what they call the bottom of the deck where you get onto the boats. It was forbidden for anybody. You know, if you're going to fish, you're going to fish up on the upper railing. And but he said, you know, rig boss said, you know, no fishing. But anyhow,
wow. What's your favorite? What's your favorite fish?
Cobia, lemon fish, ling. They're like a shark. They're like a shark, except they're boneless, like catfish and whatnot. And I've caught one probably weighed 160 pounds out there. I've caught everything out in the Gulf except a wahoo. But I've never caught one of them. But anyhow, they cut up like you can make perfect fish sticks out of them. That's what I like about it.
Right. Sounds good.
Oh, yeah. The thing is a lot of people don't understand. You got to cut the tail off and stick them in the salt water and bleed them. If you see any fish, even your salmon, if it's red meat, that's blood. And it tastes better if you get the blood out of the fish.
Yeah.
I got to thinking, you know, well, If I cut some of these heads open and get them to bleed, I'd be just like Donald Trump if I threw them over the side and they went into a feeding frenzy. That's what
we got right now.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm seeing going on right now. It's like a feeding frenzy with a whole lot of them.
Wow.
I don't care if you're conservative, Republican, or what. You know, even the celebrities, every one of them, it's a feeding frenzy. And, you know, that kind of scares me more than ever getting elected. But it just came to my mind for some reason. It's a perfect, you know, scenario.
Analogy.
Analogy, yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
For, you know, what started. He standing up on a platform and he threw the fish in there when he said, Hillary, you need to go to jail.
Yeah, that's funny. Wow.
Of course, I'm sure you've been listening to it all day. And I'm sure Dan, I want to say howdy to Dan and Izzy, we love you. And Tomas, keep it on track. You know, he's good, too. I keep forgetting to give him recognition. But Tomas does his research, too.
He does do his research, and he has hardcore opinions. He does, yeah.
I agree.
It's a crazy. I mean, it's just this crazy. We have less than 30 days, and for everybody listening, in 30 days, you know, somebody, we're electing somebody.
Oh, yeah. In the hypocritical thing I listen to most of the day from the conservative side is the fact that how many of the members of Congress we got sitting up there here have been, you know, accused of the same thing. I know for a fact, because my sister was solicited by our state senator with a motel key on campus when she graduated.
Oh, wow.
You know where I'm coming from. You're a sports announcer. I bet you it's worse in the locker rooms.
It depends. It hasn't been bad for me in the locker rooms because I've been respected. But I can only imagine that for some people, yes. I think it depends on the circumstances of what we're talking about. You know, I mean, look, the bottom line.
I've seen on Indy Sunday, and there's the unspoken in the window.
yeah. That's it. You know what? That's what it is. Like you said with your sister, that's what it is. Well, the thing with the key, that's absolutely crazy. Grim, thanks. Enjoy the rest of that burrito. Stay with us. Got a couple of good ones coming up next here on America Tonight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. toxicpharmaceuticals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And I'm so psyched about our next guest. He's in our virtual green room. We spared no expense, so I hope he likes all the Red Bull that we set up for him. And speaking of bull, this is no bull. I really love this book, Business Blunders, 10 Dangerous Business Mistakes, and How to Protect Your Business So It Can Thrive. He is the author of that book, an attorney. He's also, oh gosh, he has so many titles. He's a corporate attorney, CPA, CEO. Maybe he's a magician in between. I don't know. But this book is really handy, let me tell you, especially if you have no idea what you're doing, or even if you think you have an idea of what you're doing, you don't. Sean, thanks so much for coming on the show. How do you like those Red Bulls?
Thank you for having me. Yeah, looking forward to being on the show. Sure.
So in talking about business blunders, what do you think? I'm just going to boil it down right at the top. What is the number one mistake people make? Is it, I'm just going to guess, and you tell me if I'm right, is it not forming some sort of LLC or S-Corp or some kind of structure, not having a structure?
Yeah, we find a lot of people do eventually find a structure, and you know, that would be the first mistake. If you don't have a structure, you've definitely probably done something wrong, and you're exposing your personal assets. But the second thing we find is people do form a structure, and they think, oh, I filed my form with the state, I am a LLC or I'm a corporation, I'm good to go forever. And the reality is there's a lot of cases out there where business owners have still had their personal assets attacked even though they formed an entity because they didn't do the right things to run the entity properly. So there's a second layer beyond just filing with the state. You've got to run that business correctly.
Yeah, so that's a good lesson. So just because, and I know a lot of people, frankly, that have done that, slap an LLC on it, that means my assets aren't attached. But you're saying be careful because if you don't watch that second layer, you could be vulnerable, like in court, right?
Yeah, courts look at it from a fairness standpoint, and there's a lot of little things you can do behind the scenes to really protect yourself. But the court's going to say, is it fair? Is it fair that we're going to separate those assets? Because often you have a problem with somebody who has a loss. You know, a customer didn't get goods, maybe somebody slipped and fell or something, and the courts now have to wrestle. Does that person who's injured or has a loss, do they get the money, or does the business owner get their personal assets protected? And they're going to look at fairness, and they look at how that business was run, record keeping, you know, administrative details. Was it treated like a business? Were you very careful about making sure you deposited stuff into the right bank accounts? So that test could come later, and you want to be ready for that test if that test ever comes to your business.
Oh, boy, no kidding. All right, what are some other blunders that you talk about in the book?
Another one is not keeping great records. You know, people get busy. Business goes, business starts growing, people start getting excited, and it's growing, and everything's going well, and you've got customers get one of these really busy periods. And maybe you're not doing the filing. Maybe you're not putting those records away. Maybe you're not getting every customer to sign every contract and filing it away. And these are one of the things that come back and haunt you, particularly if you go to sell your business. You finally get to that payday. You've reached it years later, and it's time to sell the business. One of the first things your buyer typically is going to do is say, hey, give me all your business records. I want to take a look through them. And they start looking through them, and they start finding incomplete records, and the buyer starts thinking risk, risk, risk.
Right, so start today, right? Start today. Go backwards if you have to and figure out those records. Yeah.
Build those records, have them in a logical fashion, have them right. You just never know when an acquisition is going to come because, you know, we've seen businesses where you start growing and things are going well and suddenly somebody that you weren't thinking about it calls you up and says, hey, I'd really love to buy your business. And it may be a lucrative payday, maybe a great opportunity, but you've got to be ready for it.
Yeah, I think that's so key. I love that. If you're one of those people where you have paper bags still and you've got all your records there and your receipts, that's not good. So as Sean says, start to figure out a way to come up with some sort of system or, for goodness sake, hire someone. Is that a mistake? Do people not hire enough people when they start businesses and they need to do that depending on what kind of company they are?
That's definitely a problem we see very frequently is what some people might call a Superman complex. You know, business owners want to think, you know, I'm almighty, I can handle everything. But one thing we see a lot of our clients learn is once they start bringing other people in, they hire those people that have that expertise or that knowledge or that can push them in different areas and get them to a higher level. That's when the business really explodes, when that business owner becomes laser focused on what they're great at. And they start bringing in people with other greatness. That's when we see these businesses expand like crazy. And I think it's a common problem with businesses, particularly in the early stage, where the business owner tries to do everything. They feel like, oh, I have to do everything. It's my business. I'm responsible for everything. Really build a team. You'll see tremendous returns on your business.
All right. I like the word team. Something else we wanted to talk about is the three laws of empowerment. What are the three laws of empowerment to grow your wealth? How do you grow your wealth?
Three laws of empowerment is something that I've found over years of experience, you know, working with business owners, seeing plans that work, seeing ones that don't work. We've really boiled it down to a system, a framework to analyze where you are in your growth process. What we like to do is get people first to prepare. You really need to choose yourself and know that you can be successful and start doing the things you need to do to lay a foundation of success. Then you need a plan, and you need a good plan that you can execute. And once you have that plan, you're executing, you need to protect. We've seen unfortunate cases in the world where people have done great things, built great things, and they've not protected themselves. They've not negotiated this for themselves and got the wealth or outcome they deserve. So we want to make sure you see that on the back end. So it's really a three-step process and framework for analyzing where you're at and working through the growth process.
Yeah. When you talk about matter of preparing, does that also mean being kind of a little bit of a visionary, looking down the road and seeing what the possibilities are for the business?
I think definitely. You want to prepare for success. You want to prepare yourself to be successful and start building those skills. And you also want to look ahead to what the success is going to look like. And that's right. You need a visionary piece of this. Where am I going to? Where do I want to be? What do I want this to look like? And a lot of this is a lifestyle choice. What do you want your life to look like as you build success? Because, you know, if you let your business just grow randomly, you may end up with a life that you don't enjoy. And we do, unfortunately, get some business owners come to us to reinvent themselves. And we work through the process. But, you know, they end up, business took off. They just kept growing their customers. But they say, I don't enjoy this every day now. And so we have to reinvent their business and get them reestablished.
Yeah, I bet if we did a survey and we talk about intentional actions versus things that just happen, most people would fall in the other category. They wouldn't fall in the category of being intentional. But if you're intentional, boy, that would have to make it easier if you fall into one of these problems where did you protect yourself, did you plan, I would assume, right? Sean, if you're intentional, the other two P's, because I'm seeing that as the three P's, the other two P's would fall into place.
That's right. They all play off of each other. You know, when you really have that vision and that preparation, you know where you want to be, then you have the plan. And if you start getting off plan, I mean, business plans do change. Life does evolve. Let's not say everything's going to be static. But if something starts to change, you'll recognize it. If you're going off your plan, you recognize it when it's happening, and then you can make a decision. Am I intentionally going off plan, or is this accidental, in which case you can steer the ship back to where it should be?
Yeah. Of all your years of, as I mentioned, you're an attorney, you also are a CPA. Which one came first? Was the law degree first in practicing law, or was it the CPA?
The CPA came first. I studied accounting, and I loved accounting. It was great, but I couldn't see spending my entire career in the accounting field. It wasn't a fit for me. And I took a survey course in business law while I was in accounting school, and that really spoke to me, and I said, that's what I want to do. So I brought the two together. I worked in accounting for a while in law school and while finishing up my undergrad, got some accounting background, love financial statements, love working through those and seeing what's going on in the business, but I really love the business law of helping the business owners plan and grow their businesses.
Yeah, so you say you love working through financial statements. Wow, is everybody listening to that? You need to call Sean, because I guarantee there's a lot of people that don't like doing the numbers part of it. You must be like a puzzler. You like puzzles then, right?
There's great information buried in those financial statements. They start looking at them, and you can really learn a business and where opportunities are by looking at how the financials are flowing. And each one's unique. Every business different. It really ties it to your marketing and growth process, but you can zero in and see in the financials what's going on in the business, and it's a great tool.
Yeah. Of all the years of practicing law and then combining it, of course, doing the CPA thing first, do you have a case or a client you're most proud of, something that you were able to, you know, save them a bucket load of money, or something you did to prevent them from losing a lot of money?
Yeah, you know, I have a client of mine right now, and talking about plan and prepare and lifestyle. He built a business later in life, and he got to the point where he was thinking about retiring and talked about selling the business and went out to the market. Unfortunately, he hadn't done a lot of preparing to sell the business. A lot of people gave him the feedback, you're not quite ready to sell, your business isn't, you haven't structured it to work without you. We see this very commonly. So we went back and we restructured the business. Guess what? He restructured the business. It grew. He has other people running the business. He now doesn't go to the office, still owns the business, and he's getting tremendous income coming off the business. He's living the life he wants to live, all because we went back and rethought how his management team, his leadership team was set up, and we took him out of the business. And now he's making the money from the business. He gets to do the strategic fun stuff. He doesn't have to deal with all the day-to-day hassles. He's loving life.
Wow, no kidding. So does that mean that you get the fabulous fruit basket from him or the cookies from Honolulu every year?
Yeah, exactly. He's a great guy. You know, the interesting part about him is I occasionally call to check in, and he's often in some other part of the country. You know, he's traveling. He's enjoying it, you know.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right, Sean, so how do people pick up your book? I would imagine the obvious way, go to Amazon, correct?
Amazon.com has copies available. Just search Business Blunders. Also, McBrideBook.com has some more detail about the contents of the book and can get you a link over to Amazon as well.
All right, awesome. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all,
the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic Email Readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
You know that we've got the NFL coming up around the bend here, training camps. Pretty soon the roster cuts are happening. I know so many of you can't help yourself, but you're fantasy fans, and you want to know what's going on with players. So it's very interesting. We've got a special guest with us, David Cook. He's a sports psychologist. He's researched peak performance with athletes for over 25 years. He's worked with some of the biggest athletes, names that you know, in sports really across the board, including one of my all-time favorites, David Robinson, the Admiral. I mean, Hall of Famer, NBA. How many times was I courtside watching this guy? He's one of my favorite all-time players. And he certainly worked with a lot of golfers as well on the PGA Tour. What does it take mentally to stay on track, be there, and ultimately win the prize? You know, win those coveted trophies that we talk about, like in the NFL, the Lombardi Trophy, all year long. Plus, he changed my golf game, darn it, because he told me when we met, we briefly met once, see it, feel it, trust it. And I live by that, not just when I'm on the course, but other things I do as well. And he's written a plethora of books, too, including The Psychology of Tournament Golf. I read that like in, boom, I think I read it in like an hour and a half. David, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Kate, for having me.
How many people come up to you and say, see it, feel it, trust it?
A lot of people do. I played in the Kansas Amateur once and was moving right along and playing pretty well. And this, you know, you always step up on the first tee and you show your ball to the official. And he stepped up and said, here's my ball. It's a Titleist one. I have an SFT on it. And he turns and looks at me and says, I've seen the seminar. And then he walks over and tees off. Very cocky. It's just funny.
I like that. SFT. All right, so I mentioned David Robinson. You know, it was, what, a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, that we crowned another NBA champion, and that was LeBron James with the Cleveland Cavaliers, obviously. But Robinson was on some of those incredible Spurs teams, and I know even recently you worked with the Spurs. How important is the mental advantage to become a peak performer, the psychology of sports, really?
You know, I love what I do because of the question you ask. And everybody that's ever performed in business, sport, life, whatever, we know this. Potential in the end just isn't enough. Talent isn't the defining factor always on game day. It comes down to the ability to get your talent to come out on game day. And so, you know, the biggest single variable in all that is mental toughness. You know, we throw that word around, but when you really study mental toughness, it's really the ability to get your best to come out when it means the most. And I don't think enough people think about that, strategize about that, and work towards that. But those that do, they rise to the top, and we see an extraordinary performance. It's like we did at the Olympics. You know, these young people that were able to do that is so amazing.
Give us a little lesson here, something that the listeners can steal away. How do you get your ability to rise when you need it to rise? Like you said, mental toughness. You're absolutely right, David. People say that all the time. Oh, you got to be mentally tough. You got to be mentally there. But I think you're 100% right. People really don't know how to do that, actually.
You know, I think the first thing is, I use this illustration. Tell me what you want to do in life. You know, what's your big trophy? And people can describe that. They can see the trophy they want to hold. They've got that goal in their mind. And then I take them to this next picture. I say, okay, tell me what it looks like about 20 minutes before the trophy celebration. And that gets their attention because it is not a nice, calm, easygoing place. It's always a cauldron full of pressure and interference. And I want athletes and people to understand, if you want to hold a trophy someday, if you want to be the greatest or the best or reach your goal, you're going to have to go through what we call the 10, 20 minutes before the trophy celebration. And the only way to do that is to be ready for it. You know, so the first thing we talk about is embracing the pressure instead of running from it. And that means every day you look for places and choices in your life where you can feel the heat, feel the pressure, so you get used to it. The other thing is know your response ahead of time. Think about all the things that are going to happen during that time or that happen in competition. Let's create a response ahead of time instead of trying to do it when all the emotion is happening. And then I think the third thing would be, before you go in there, are you going to paint a masterpiece or are you going to paint a disaster with your brain as you think about the performance ahead of you? And those people that create, you know, a masterpiece, a picture of success and seeing exactly what they want to do rather than what they don't want to have happen, they create a totally different physiology, they create a different psychology, and they're able to go with the word I think is key in all this, and that's the word freedom. When we're free, our bodies work best. And the only way to be free is to be confident, and confidence comes from the thoughts that you create, the thoughts you think.
Oh, I love that. So you really have to think about all of those things ahead of time, painting that masterpiece. I love the embracing pressure. Know what your response is going to be. You and I have something in common. We both speak. We both have spoken for a living. And they say public speaking is one of the things people fear the most. They fear public speaking more than death, which is unbelievable. And I think that applies to speaking, don't you?
Oh, I sure do. Here's a little illustration. I don't know, many, many years ago, a girl named Sarah Hughes was a figure skater. She was about 16 years old and wasn't expected to win, you know, anything at the Olympics. It was Michelle Kwan's year. But she went out and won it, and it was amazing what she did against the best in the world that day that no one really heard much about her, and she wins the deal. And they interviewed her afterward, and they said, you know, what were you thinking today? Obviously, Michelle was probably thinking, this is my last Olympics, this is my last chance for gold, and that's a lot of pressure. Don't make a mistake. And Sarah's answer was just beautiful, amazing. It's actually changed my life, and it was this. I always dreamed that someday I would have a chance to dance for the world, and that's what I got to do today. Wow.
Wow.
That's really different from, I hope I don't screw up today, versus I get a chance to do what I do well in front of people and make them happy. I have a daughter that's doing this right now. She's an ice dancer working towards the Olympics, and every chance they get, I say, hey, just go for a dance for the world, girl. And when you're a speaker, it's the same thing. If you're out there trying to compete for the audience, attention or, you know, like me or whatever, that's different than going out and just saying, hey, I've got a message. I love these people. I want to give them something that's going to help them and change their life. When you look at it as I'm here to encourage people rather than get attention, it really changes everything. And that you know, that's what I do with people that are scared to speak. Just go love on those people. Go share something. There's something in you that you want to give. Go give away. And that works.
Yeah, it's about the audience, really. You're absolutely right, 100%. And so many people go into it probably not thinking that and thinking what you just said, just like athletes, worried about everything else, but, hey, this is what I do, this is my passion, boom, just give it to everyone. And, you know, I mentioned this again in working with the Spurs. Was that one of the things that you worked on with David Robinson?
Yes, he was just an amazing man, an amazing human being, you know. He was the MVP, but during that year, he got beat up pretty bad in the playoffs. I think the year before was Olajuwon, and then Malone, I think, was the next one that came along early in his career. And, you know, so he played really well in those first 82 games, but in that, at the end, it was like, wow, what happened? And so, again, with him, we just talked about what you've done those other 82 games, you know, and all the pressure had built up. It's just be yourself, go out there and play basketball for the audience and do the things you know you can do without worrying about winning and losing. Just give it what you have and then, you know, embrace the pressure, know your response ahead of time. We talked about all those kind of things. And, you know, create a picture before you go out there. And we would always create maybe two or three things for him to focus on. He's a, you know, big thinker instead of a minutia thinker. Just think big, you know. Popovich, you say, hey, 5-0, just be big, play big. And David was tall and slender and really strong, but when he would spread out a little bit, that's playing big for him, and that made everything work for him. So you give them words or word pictures that they can latch on to, and then you do the other things ahead of time.
Yeah, I like that, word pictures. So Coach Pop, he's one of the best all-time coaches, I think, in NBA history. I think he's going to go down as definitely in the top five. You could argue that it would be him and Phil Jackson almost together on the same plane. So obviously you dealt with him as well. What's he like?
He's serious. you know what made him great, besides Tim Duncan, what made him great was that he's a process guy, and he got his team to believe in the process, and no matter where it was in the game, with 20 seconds ago or 2 minutes ago or the beginning of the game, he talked about the process. You do the process. I'll grade you on the process. And then in the end, wins and losses take care of themselves, you know. So they were 6 points down with a couple to go, and they're maybe it was 2004, 1999. I can't remember which one of those it was, but they were down a couple minutes ago. What do you tell your team? And he continued to focus on the process. They ended up winning by six. And so he put the pressure back on the other team. You know, the other team, they got all these thoughts. You know, this will be their, you know, the world championship to lose and all that. What we're going to do is we'll continue our process because the process works. And they pulled it out and won the deal. So, yeah, I got to spend 8 years with them. That was quite an experience to see them go from worst to first.
Yeah, I love it. That's a testament to what you do for sure. All right, David Cook, see it, feel it, trust it. I love it. We'll talk to you again soon here on America Tonight.
All right, Kate, you're great. Keep it up.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.